Of all the violinists on the world stage, Maria Dueñas is emerging as amongst the most compelling. Full of fire and charisma, not to mention the requisite impeccable virtuosity, the 23-year-old has already become a regular with the great orchestras of the world. The LA Philharmonic, Philadelphia Orchestra, Staatskapelle Berlin, and more. She's no stranger to our own TSO. Back in 2023, she joined the Toronto Symphony on their centennial North American tour, which included a stop at Carnegie Hall. While she returns in the program, Maria Dueñas plays Korngold, which sees her reuniting with music director Gustavo Gimeno and the TSO in the legendary Hollywood composer's post-war masterpiece. With four performances this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Roy Thomson Hall, and Sunday at the George Weston Recital Hall, I am thrilled that she has found a moment to stop by. Maria Dueñas, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is not your first time in Toronto. How is it to be back?
Well, it's great. I mean, not only do I have a very beautiful connection to the orchestra, as you were mentioning, with the tour that we had, and I feel like every time I've played here, I've played repertoire that it's really close to my heart as well. So I think that plays a really big part in feeling comfortable in the city, but also I just feel that Toronto is such a vibrant city and there is so much to see and to walk around, so I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, and you have a nice run because you have four performances plus rehearsal time, so it's a nice amount of time to be here at the most beautiful time of year, I have to say. And as we both mentioned, your first encounter with the TSO was a tour which in a way would have thrown you into the deep end in terms of getting to know them. What have you been looking forward to in your return to the TSO specifically?
Well, I'm really excited about the concerto that I'm playing, which is Korngold, because I remember when we did this tour together, I remember a very warm sound from the orchestra. And so when I was thinking about what to play this time, I thought that they really have this kind of old, you know, like old Hollywood style, like kind of sound, which is what everything's about in the Korngold Violin Concerto, because Korngold actually, I immigrated to Los Angeles, to Hollywood, to do film music. And so this concerto is very much inspired by his music for movies. And he kind of recycled some of his themes. So it's very much, it's having a lot of Hollywood character. And I feel this orchestra is really fitting this character well. So I really wanted to present this music here.
What is Gustavo Gimeno like as a collaborator?
Well, I think it's great to make music with a fellow Spanish musician. So, of course, on a personal level, it's just really easy, you know, to communicate, to interact. But I would say that I really appreciate him listening so much, because I think it's not always the case that, you know, that conductors know exactly what the soloist is playing, like exactly what's happening behind the soloist. And I feel that since he was himself playing in an orchestra some years ago, that he really knows what it feels like to be a soloist. And in that sense, he really accompanies me really easily.
You were speaking about Korngold and his career as a film composer. In fact, he only wrote film music for the previous 7 years before writing this concerto. What is your perspective on this piece? I mean, obviously there's a cinematic quality, but there's more, isn't there?
Well, I feel like this concerto had a very hard time to like get into our classical music world, because I think, of course, sometimes when you think about film music, it's maybe not the most, you know, like traditional or like classical music for the audience. And so I feel that he was kind of underestimated for a long time. And that's why, I mean, he didn't really have lots of success with the movies, like with the film for the movies. So I think that it was Jascha Heifetz who gave this concerto the visibility. I mean, he premiered it in Los Angeles, and he really kind of brought it to the world. He recorded it as well. And I feel that when you listen to this recording of Heifetz, you really understand the value of the piece. And I think that's something that I want to try to do as well. You know, I feel that there are so many colors in the orchestra part. There is so much going on. Like, to be able to work through all these details is really challenging, but I hope we'll manage.
Yeah, it's kind of the last great romantic concerto, isn't it?
Sure, and also I feel that Korngold inspired everyone that came after him, you know, like John Williams or Reiner, like so many people were probably, I mean, he's kind of the first one kind of blending the two worlds together.
Right, that's right, I know. And he was himself, I mean, before he came to Hollywood, he had a huge career in Vienna as a very successful concert music composer. And it was just, it was the circumstances of what was happening in Europe that brought him to Hollywood. Yes. It's incredible. Amazing story. There's a great quote from Korngold about this concerto where he says needs both a Caruso, in other words, an operatic tenor, and a Paganini, great virtuoso. Can you speak to this duality in the piece?
Well, I think he said this after listening to Heifetz.
Ah!
And then he said, and Heifetz is the one artist that has these two personalities combined, and that's why he's the best possible musician to play this piece. And, well, I think it's true because I feel it's technically a challenging concerto, like it's not easy to play. So I think it's really important to kind of not forget the operatic quality that you were talking about. Like, of course, the virtuosity has to be there, but still try to bring out the music, which is at the end what kind of gets into us and like into the audience. So I feel that, you really have to know the score well in order, you know, to also give everyone space in the orchestra. There are so many themes and lots of themes blending together, so it's quite labyrinthic, I would say.
I'm speaking with violin soloist Maria Duguanas, who is in Toronto to perform with the TSO this week. Now, I understand you also compose.
Yes, I do. I mean, I started composing cadenzas, mainly like for Mozart concertos, for Beethoven, for Brahms, and then I mostly do arrangements now, like, you know, also kind of, since we're talking about Heifetz, very much inspired by Heifetz. I mean, so many of his encore and signature pieces are on arrangements. And I feel that's a great way to kind of dive deeper into the music. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that was my follow-up actually, because what I hear in your playing is an amazing vitality and fluidity. And I wonder if it's connected to being on that particular side of the creative process. Does composing yourself affect how you understand the creative impulse that's left on the page by other composers?
Mm. Well, yes, I would say definitely when I was working on Beethoven concerto on the cadenzas, like in my case, I can't really just sit down and compose a cadenza. Like I really need to, I was working a lot with the manuscript and looking at all the possible editions, the first edition, and I realized that Beethoven is changing so many things, like he's changing so many motifs and ideas, like nothing is really set in stone, at least in this concerto. So I feel that that's also how the music should be approached. And without looking at this course, I wouldn't have this, you know, like this mindset. So I really like to go deeper into the music and just to understand also what themes are more important to him and what should be taken in the cadenza. So kind of analyzing everything I can.
Do you have your Galliano violin with you?
No, not this time.
Oh!
Last time I was here, I was playing on Galliano, but now I'm playing on a beautiful Stradivari that's having a beautiful name, which is Michelangelo.
Oh.
And I'm so lucky to be able to play this violin from a very generous sponsor. And I feel that it is a very cinematic violin in a way, like it has lots of warm colors and magic in a way and brilliance. So we'll see how it fits Korngold.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, how long have you been working on this violin?
Not too long, just a month, so I'm still in the process of getting to know it.
It takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And and great instruments, they teach us also, don't they?
Yes, you have to also adapt to the instrument, yes.
Well, the Korngold is one of two works that you will have performed with the TSO, along with last time, Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole, which together make up the bulk of your new album on Deutsche Grammophon that's being released later in the summer. Can you tell us a bit about this album?
Well, again, we go back to Heifetz. I mean, I really wanted this album to be connected to my country, because, I mean, to Spain. I feel that I really wanted, you know, to remember where I come from. And I think that's only possible through honoring your country, but also your roots. And then I was thinking about how I grew up, how I was listening, you know, to the legendary recordings of many violinists, but mostly of Heifetz, and that's how it kind of came together to make a project inspired by the same recording by Heifetz, which he did of Lalo and Korngold. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, I also recorded some of his encore pieces. Actually, some of them I recorded on his violin, like the violin that Heifetz played on,
which is amazing.
Yeah, I still can't believe it. So it's a really special recording.
It's called Homage to Heifetz.
To Heifetz.
Yeah, wow. Well, we'll look forward to hearing that later in the summer. And this week, audiences in Toronto will get a little bit of a preview through your performances of the Korngold Concerto. Maria Duenas, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. For sure.
Maria Duenas is the featured soloist this week at the TSO. The program is called Maria Duenas Plays Korngold, and it runs four performances this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Roy Thompson Hall, and Sunday afternoon at the George Weston Recital Hall. For tickets and information, go to tso.ca.